Hi there. It's not really morning coffee time here in the far north of Scotland. It's more like afternoon tea time. And I'm here on the land where Joyce grew up. And she's out visiting all the relatives and all of the local community. And I thought I'd just share with you a few thoughts that we've been having while we've been here. Here among our own people, here among our own communities in Ireland and Scotland. And one of the things we've seen and reflected on has been the skills and the crafts and the stories of our peoples. And one of the things that you see very much up here in the islands is a certain kind of fabric called tweed. And you can see in the tweed how it's all these strands of wool all woven together. You can see the differing colours in all of that. And this kind of tweed is known as Harris tweed. And Harris tweed is sold all over the world and it is used in very expensive suits and clothing. But it comes from this community. It can only be made here. If it's not made here, it's not Harris tweed. And so this is a time where we're looking and connecting with family and friends, but also considering these crafts that have gone all over the world. These differing strands of wool, they're different colours. And as the different colours are woven together, you get patterns. Now, some of those patterns might be the tartan that you see on a kilt on a Scotsman, or it could just be the nice little sort of herringbone design you see on that cushion I showed you. They're woven together. They're not all one colour. If they're all one colour, then you just get a solid, homogeneous, it just all looks the same kind of piece of fabric. But there's something beautiful in the being woven together. And it's something Joyce and I reflect on often, is the how we are woven together in the body of Christ. How there is a great richness in being from differing countries, different languages, differing peoples. And we come with our own history and our own story. And as we weave those together, we can be strong. We can be really a beautiful thing. Really, that's what the body of Christ is, woven together. And so, just as we are traveling around and thinking on these things, I just wanted to share that with you, that you have an important part in your team. You have an important part to contribute, not by becoming the same as everyone around you, but in many ways, actually, by retaining who you are with the gifts and abilities that God has given you, with the story that God has given you. But weaving that in such a way that strengthens those around you, that builds them up and helps them weave their story in as well. Our story should not exclude others. Our personalities, our gifts, our talents should not exclude others, but we are woven together. The Bible speaks of how we were knit together, how we were woven together in our mother's womb. That was that little body that we all grew into. We, in following Christ and stepping into the body of Christ, we are woven together. May you enjoy the weave that God has given you. May you enjoy the light and the dark strands that each of you are, and may you be stronger for it. God bless.